Le'ilu nishmas rav kleinimis kalman ben rabbeinu elimelech. Babasa perk tes mishna aleph. Misha meis v'niach banam u'banos. Person dies and leaves over sons and daughters. Bezman sha nechosim merubin. When there's a lot of nechosim, he left over a healthy amount of assets. Habanim yirshu v'abanos yizonu. The banim would inherit and the daughters would have mizonos. That's the Tanai Ksuva. The sons are the only ones that inherit, like we've said, and there's a Tanai Ksuva that they feed the daughters until they get into adulthood or they get married. That's that case. Nechosim uatin. But if there's not a lot of money around, habonos yizonu, v'abonim yishalu al apsachim. Since there's this Tanai Ksuva, the daughters would be sustained from the money in the account and take from it, and the sons have to go out and ask for money and take from tztaka. The Yad Raman and Muki Yosef explained that what happens is Beis Din takes the money in this situation and appoints a trustee and gives the money to the children that are girls until there's money left over, and then the money left over gets inherited by the boys. Admon Oimer, Bishvil Shani Zachar if Sadati. Admon says that it doesn't make sense. Just because I'm a male, I lose out. It shouldn't be any worse, the fact that you're a male. I understand that Takanas Chazal, but that means to make it that girls are even better than boys. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ro'ani es divrei Admon. Rabban Gamliel says that he agrees to the words of Admon. However, nevertheless, the Rav says the halacha is not like Admon. Rather, the girls would be the ones that would have access to the money for their food first. And the Pharisee explains it's not such a wonder why the sons have it even worse, because this is a tanai of the ksuva. This is like a chov that the father has. After the chov, after the obligations are met, meaning to feed his daughters, then Yerusha falls into place. And only after that.